David Scott, 1806 to 1849. Ralph Waldo Emerson, 1848. Oil on Panel. Presented by Ebenezer Rockwood Hoare, Elizabeth Hoare, and Reuben N. Rice, 1873. Ralph Waldo Emerson was active in the intellectual life of Concord through its lyceum and its libraries. Not long after he took up residence in the town in the 1830s, he became involved with the Concord Social Library, the proprietary library that preceded the municipally funded Concord Town Library here. Emerson was a member of the Town Library Committee and of the Library Committee for its successor institution, the Concord Free Public Library. When the Concord Free Public Library opened in 1873, he spoke at its dedication. Because he was so closely associated with the early history of this library, major examples of Emerson iconography are prominently displayed here. This almost life-size oil portrait of Emerson was painted by Scottish engraver and artist David Scott in Edinburgh in 1848 during Emerson's second trip abroad. It was presented to the library in 1873 by Ebenezer Rockwood Hoare, a lawyer, judge, and briefly, Attorney General of the United States and a good friend of Emerson's. By the judge's sister Elizabeth, the fiancée of Emerson's brother Charles, who died in 1836, after which she remained an intimate of the Emerson family, and by Reuben N. Rice. Hoare, Rice, and Emerson were all involved with the Concord Free Public Library and were all members of the social circle in Concord. Hoare and Emerson were also members of the Saturday Club in Boston. Emerson already had a serious following in Britain when he met painter David Scott at a dinner party. Scott, who knew Emerson through his writings, leaned more heavily toward classical and epic subjects than toward portraiture, but he very much wanted to paint Emerson. Emerson sat several times for the artist, whom he described as a sort of Bronson Alcott with easel and brushes, a sincere, great man, grave, silent, contemplative, and plain. As a sitter, Emerson was not what Scott expected. He found his subject's appearance severe and dry and hard, and thought he was guarded and cold at times. It was in conversation, Scott discovered, that the personality of the man came through. When conversing, Scott found Emerson simple, direct, kind, and truthful. Accordingly, he painted Emerson in action, in the lecture stance, in the act of communication. He captured a recognized trait of Emerson, the public speaker, the clenching of one hand into a fist. He also employed symbolism, suggesting Emerson's transcendental optimism through the rainbow in the upper left corner. David Scott died in 1849, the year after he painted his portrait of Emerson. The piece has been continuously displayed in the Concord Free Public Library since its donation in 1873.